Left explodes at Marsha Blackburn for exposing Biden judicial nominee's criminal record. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 12, 2022. Leftists and several in the establishment media exploded at Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, for exposing President Joe Biden's judicial nominee's criminal history. During his Senate confirmation hearing, Blackburn highlighted recent reports that revealed Andre B. Mathis, Biden's nominee to the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, has a criminal record that includes a laundry list of citations and multiple failures to appear in court. "In Tennessee, we expect our judges to respect the law, not disregard it," Blackburn said. "If Mr. Mathis thought he was above the law before, imagine how he'll conduct himself if he's confirmed as a federal judge." Democrats attempted to paint Blackburn's criticism of Mathis as a racist attack on a black man. Former NAACP President Cornell William Brooks told CNN, "It was extraordinarily painful to watch as an American and as an African American." Huffington Post senior politics editor Jennifer Bendery attacked Blackburn for going after one of Biden's black judicial nominees. Human rights lawyer Kasim Rashid parroted Bender's language, noting that Blackburn went after one of Biden's black judicial nominees. However, Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals Judge Camille McMullen quickly came to the senator's defense. Senator Blackburn nominated McMullen, a black woman and lifelong Democrat, for the Sixth Circuit judicial appointment. McMullen broke a Twitter hiatus to show her support and gratitude for Blackburn amid the alleged controversy. "I don't really tweet. But, based on this senator's efforts versus my own congressman, I feel the need to share. I'm a lifelong Democrat, my friend. We do not need to destroy the judicial branch," McMullen said. In a series of tweets, McMullen explained to outraged liberals that she refused to side with corporate media and demonize Senator Blackburn. "Mr. Horowitz, you are better than this. Whatever you think of Sen. Blackburn, know that the Tennessee senators engaged in a bipartisan process for this position," she wrote. "I congratulate Mr. Mathis, but decline to demonize Senator Blackburn in the process. Respectfully, Mr. Clemens." The Tennessee senators submitted a sitting judge to the Biden administration, McMullen explained. "I'm no politician, but they executed due diligence in their selection. I just want to be fair and clear." Prominent black conservatives also took to Twitter to dispel any accusations of racism against Blackburn. Pastor Daryl Scott, a close confidant of former President Donald Trump, said, "The left is trying to smear my friend at Marsha Blackburn to cover up attempts to fill the courts with unqualified puppets that will do their bidding without question." Senator Blackburn nominated a seasoned, qualified, AA woman for the position. Paris Dennard, a GOP spokesman and director of Black Media Affairs, accused the liberal media of playing the race card to distract from Blackburn's recommendation of McMullen. "The liberal media is playing the race card again in an attempt to smear at Marsha Blackburn because of her opposition to a black, male, Biden judicial candidate," Dennard wrote. "She can oppose any nominee if she feels someone is better suited, and she did. It was Judge Camille McMullen, a black woman,